Live from Tribeca,
this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Glad you're with us on a Friday morning. The sun is shining brightly. Boy, if you come to work early the way we all do here, it was pouring.
I know.
Pouring rain this morning on the way to work, but now...
Wet and soggy day.
Looking
now
good.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray.
And a cool weekend coming your way. Lots to talk about, and all the stories are being updated as we go. Our big three. Kanye does the Oval Office, and Michael will translate everything he said for us into English. Coming up... You're supposed to bring a smile to your face.
I speak rap.
There you go.
Remember that airplane line? The guys were talking jive, and I think it's it was Beaver Cleaver's mother.
Yes.
And she says,
yes.
I speak jive.
Who doesn't? On a serious note, in the big three, now they're upping the death toll to at least 11, could be as high as 13. We expect it to go higher from Hurricane Michael. The pictures of the devastation of Florida, heartbreaking, and now... just shocking. It's moved on to Virginia. You would think it would really be cooling off, but 5 deaths are now reported from Virginia today. So that's the top story there. And rounding out that big three, we have that Saudi mystery. You had the death in the embassy. What should the president do? He's conflicted. But I'll tell you, Michael, saw a report earlier on one of the cable channels. You know, Congress could step in there. And they, like they did with Russia, they could impose some kind of sanctions or cut down arms sales or whatever. So even though the president doesn't want to do anything about this is an awful story about this Washington Post journalist who had been living in Virginia. He goes into the Saudi embassy in Turkey, and he doesn't come out. Now, the Turkish authorities claim they have audio and video of him being killed. I don't know what that exists. But.
Well, there was a Saudi operatives, 15 of them, flew in on a Gulfstream into Turkey. One of them was a medical examiner. Another one had a hacksaw. So he may be going out in bags, this guy. But Congress, this is a bipartisan, too, Len, actually.
It is. It is,
Lindsey Graham is really tough on the Saudis.
No, a lot of people say something's got to be done. You just can't let the crown prince get away with this. And there are others, and I know you don't want to hear this, they feel that the crown prince was emboldened because of his friendship with Trump and Jared Kushner. Now, don't shake your head, because I'll tell you how many people criticized Obama, and they claim, well, that's why the Chinese could take antagonistic actions over the disputed islands, or that's why the Russians could do what they want in Syria, because Obama's so soft, and he emboldened them. Well, if you're going to make that argument, you can make the argument here that maybe it was the relationship with Trump that emboldened the Saudis. I'm not going to play that equivalence game, but you can understand
you
that.
You just played it, Len.
But you have to be fair.
You played it. You said you're not going to. Didn't he just play it, Joe?
You played it, Len.
Okay, then. So,
well, you can't frame it that way.
Well, why not? You guys, I'll tell you. When I sat on the first 3 years of this show, anything Obama did was wrong. No matter what came out of his mouth was wrong. No matter what Michelle said was awful.
I wasn't here.
Well, I know. But you're carrying on the fine tradition. And everything's, you know, whatever happens, you guys, you know, take the opposite point of view. But anyway, let's talk about the talk shows, because we love to check in and see what the TV morning shows are doing. Now, the big story over on ABC and Good Morning America, of course, is that Melania Trump has sat down for that hour-long interview with Tom Yamas. We had Tom on earlier in the 8 o'clock hour. Tom didn't want to give away too much. He was playing it close to the vest.
He was teasing it.
He told us the tough questions he asked. But no, and he didn't want to give us answers, but you know what? They leaked out a couple of them, so here you go. Tom Yamas did ask her about the affairs that Donald Trump was accused of having. This was obviously Stormy Daniels and the Playboy model, the other one. So here's her response to that.
It is not concern and focus of mine. I'm a mother and a first lady, and I have much more important things to think about and to do. I know people like to speculate, and media like to speculate about our marriage and circulate the gossip. But I understand the gossip sells newspapers, magazines, getting advertisers. And unfortunately, we live in this kind of world today.
All right, so she's taking the high road there.
She is. Yeah, she's
What do you think she did
she's
behind
classy.
The scenes when Karen McDougal said it was 6-month affair after Barron was born?
Threw a lamp at him the way Hillary Clinton
Maybe.
Did when Monica Lewinsky came out? I don't know.
Man.
I don't know.
You'd love to know what the real true... I just can't ask her.
I want to see Tom say the word Stormy Daniels in front of her and see what that reaction is tonight.
I'd like to hear him phrase a question like, what was the last time you consummated your marriage.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Of course he wouldn't.
Too classy to do
that. But aren't you? Tell the truth.
No, I'm not curious about that at all.
Oh, you are lying, Natalie.
No, I'm not. I don't want to.
You're not curious if they do the horizontal hokey pokey?
No, I'm really not. I'm not either.
Really?
Why? I don't care about that with anybody.
Oh, stop.
That is such a personal thing that I don't think anyone needs to know that.
Curious what their relationship is? None?
No.
Oh, come on. All right. I take your word for it. So, I find it hard to believe. Talking about the media speculation about these affairs and other things involving Trump.
Media what is speculating. Yeah, it's not always pleasant, of course. But I know what is right and what is wrong and what is true and not true.
Well, apparently Tom Yama said you love your husband. And that's a loaded. What's she going to say? No? I hate his orange guts? What's she going to say?
His orange guts.
I mean, what's she going to say? Do you love your husband? All right, I guess apparently he asked her.
You mentioned you still have a good marriage. Do you love your husband?
Yes, we are fine. Yes. It's
go.
What media speculate, and it's gossip. It's not always correct stuff.
See? Mm-hmm. She loves him. Yep. And so does Kanye. He's got a lot of love in the White House these days, Len.
Now, there's the devil's triangle. There it is. Now you found it.
Oops.
Anyway, are you familiar with Diamond and Silk?
Yes, they're the funny black ladies.
They're the funny ladies.
And they like Trump.
They love Trump.
And they're hilarious.
They're on Fox and Friends. Now, you alluded to Don Lemon last night.
Well, Don Lemon was on denouncing, because now Don Lemon is no longer a reporter. He's an advocate, and he advocates getting rid of Trump. But he was on his show last night, and he has a serious, appalled, very upset face that Kanye West went to the White House, and he says, this is nothing but a minstrel show.
Well, your friends Diamond and Silk were on Fox and Friends, where they take up residence, and they had a comment about Don Lemon.
What's an embarrassment is somebody like Don Lemon sitting up advocating for a party, the party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow, the party of the KKK, the party of Antifa, the party of socialism.
Yeah.
That's what's embarrassing,
that
black people are still stuck in this country because of people like him. I commend Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye, listen, the more they hate, the more you continue to educate and speak out.
Whoa, okay.
Who's the one? Who is it, Diamond or Silk's going, yeah, yeah. That's our whole job there?
No, they both speak. I think they just both encourage each other when the other one is speaking.
They don't interrupt each other the way we do around here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what's this other one? They're saying that black leaders have done nothing for the black community. Is that the point of this next rant?
Yes, that is. Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go.
And we also commend our president for bypassing these so-called black leaders that's done nothing for the black community. He's going directly to the people that's being affected by all of this. We are so glad about that. And if you remember, back in 2015, it was Diamond and Silk that started this revolution, telling people, you can think for yourself.
That's
you
right.
can come off this Democrat plantation. And now what you see with Kanye and a lot more others is the evolution. They see that it is okay now to speak for myself and think outside of the black box.
That's right.
I think they're onto something. Go ahead, make a little speech, and I'm going to play Silk.
I'm not going to make a speech. I'm just going to say they're very funny, and I think the next invitation to the Oval Office
will
be for Diamond and Silk. They'll be meeting with the president in the Oval Office.
Right, good point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're going to do from now on. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And now they were asked, what's the last thing about? This is about Kanye? He did
that's what they were talking about this morning.
It's all about Kanye and his appearance yesterday.
What Kanye did was a good thing.
Exactly.
And for people to ostracize, criticize, and stigmatize him and try to make it look like that he's sleep deprived, he's this, he's that.
No,
he's telling the truth. He has a right to speak his truth, and I'm happy about
it. It's a lot of stinking thinking in the black community, and it's time for it to be revealed. Who's been holding the black people back? It's been your Al Sharpton's, your Jesse Jackson's,
right.
All of these different organizations that's not doing one thing for the black community.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah. Right. These two
that's
are great.
That's right. That's
you got it, Len. Right on, Len.
They're entertaining.
They're very good.
They are thoroughly entertaining. We should bring them back sometime. Can we ever get them on the air?
Have we ever had them on the air?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Oh, let's
get they have a contract with Fox. Let's see how open they are.
Have a sneaking suspicion that our audience would really like to hear from them on our show?
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
They
yeah.
They have a point of view and they know how to get it out. So mm-hmm. that's all good.
They do.
What's wrong? I like them a lot.
Exactly.
Well, we do too, but
that's
just
right,
Natalie. Absolutely. See,
that's the key to success. You know, you and I are just schlepping along on a little radio show.
You're right.
They're big TV stars. Right. We should follow their example.
You're right.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, when we come back.
Yeah.
Children, get yourselves together, please.
Oh, are we still on the air? When we come back, we've got the hottest new podcaster around, and she happens to be the daughter of a serial killer. Is that amazing? This is
yeah.
a fascinating story. Exactly. Plus, your next chance, the $1,000. Oh, go to traffic.
Happy Friday, everybody. Are you a big podcaster there, Len? Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Yeah, I'm not, but my kids do. And
oh, yeah.
I know that's a big thing for them. Explain the whole deal to me. I know our show's on podcast.
Yeah.
Anyone can get our show by going to our website, 710wr.com/Len and Michael. We have the podcast right there on the website.
Yeah, it goes up soon after this show is over live. So, well, podcasting is essentially it's radio, theater of the mind, but you can get it anytime. You don't have to just listen to the radio. To get it, you can get it on your computer, you can get it on your cell phones, and the best podcasts, Len,
yeah.
the best ones, they unfold like a almost like a thriller, like a serial. So they have several episodes, so you want to keep coming back. You know how people binge watch Netflix
yeah.
series? Well, people binge listen, I guess you would say, to some podcasts. And there's a new podcast now that you can get on the iHeartRadio app or at iHeartRadio.com. And the podcast, it's called Happy Face. Now, do you remember in the early 1990s, there was the Happy Face Killer? He would draw smiley huh. faces on the letters
oh, okay.
he sent to the media
yeah.
and the police.
Right.
Well, his name was Keith Jesperson. And his daughter, Melissa Moore, has put together this incredibly compelling podcast
really?
Called Happy Face.
So she's the daughter of a serial killer.
Killer, yes.
All right.
And her podcast is called Happy Face.
So they took the name from the Happy Face Killers. Let's yeah. listen to a little snip and then we're going to talk to her.
Now, Happy Face is on one side of the coin. He's a loving family man and he's a good friend and he's a good provider. He's everything that, you know, as a child you want for a dad. And then on the other side of the coin, he is everything that scares you, everything that could hurt you. He goes from protector to predator. And wrapping my mind around it is impossible.
All right. Well, that's Happy Face. You can hear it on the iHeartRadio podcast, the iHeartRadio app or iHeartRadio.com. And joining us now is Melissa Moore. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa, I must ask you, and this is really compelling. I've listened to a couple of episodes, and I'm going to keep listening the rest of the day. It's so enthralling. But you say the happy face, there's the happy side of your father. But did you ever have any suspicions about any strange behavior at all when you were growing up in the household?
Yeah, so in 1995 is when my father was arrested. But before that, about that we know of, there was a span of 5 years from 1990 to 1995 that he was killing. That was a killing spree. So during those years is when I noticed it the most. As a child, you know, there were signs from the animal torture. That was definitely clues back then.
Well, that
but
would be a clue.
Really, yeah, it was a big clue.
Well, did he torture animals in front of you?
Yes, he would.
Oh, my God.
Kill my yeah, it was really bad. But I grew up on a farm, so I would see, you know, obviously I knew the difference between killing an animal for food and then the torture that my dad was doing to these animals. So I knew that, you know, there was something different, mind you, when I was really young, growing up in the farm. But then as I got older, things started to become more verbal. So I started to hear, like in 1990, like about 1991, I would go on family vacations with my dad because my parents were divorced. So it was, you know, my dad's visitation with me and my siblings. And he would take us on these car rides to the Oregon coast. And along the way, we passed Multnomah Falls where he dumped his first body, Tanya Bennett, there. You know, not knowing that at the time. And he turned around to me in the car and he said, you know, I know how to kill someone and get away with it. I would cut off the buttons of her jeans so my fingerprints wouldn't be on it. I would wear my cycling shoes so it wouldn't leave an imprint. And at the time, you know, I'm a teenager sitting in the passenger seat of the car thinking my dad is weird. Like, why is he talking in first person about crime stories that he heard? And I had no idea he was actually giving me a play-by-play of what he
did. Hey, Melissa, we're really limited on time. I'm just curious, are you still in touch with him? Is he still in jail, obviously?
He's serving multiple life prison sentences in Oregon State.
Okay, are you in touch with him at all?
No, I haven't been in touch with him for multiple reasons, being that he writes letters that I'm a monster and a killer just like him.
Whoa. Are you worried that it's in your genes somewhere?
I was worried about it, and that's part of the podcast, as I meet with Dr. Fallon, who is a neuroscientist and happens to be a psychopath. And so I actually take the PET scan to find out if I have the genetic, you know, the brain of a psychopath.
Wow. And you're okay so far?
So far, okay, yes.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Keep up the good work, Melissa.
All right. Thanks.
Melissa Moore, her podcast is called Happy Face Compelling. There's a new episode every Friday. You can get it on the iHeartRadio app or at iHeartRadio.com. And now let's get the news at 9:30 from Joe Bartlett.
All right, good morning, Michael. The Washington Post says there's proof that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey. Some U.S. lawmakers are now demanding the U.S. stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia. President Trump so far has rejected that idea.
What good does that do us? There are other things we can do.
Well, Congress is demanding that the president do something. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Washington Cardinal Donald Wuerl. This after a Pennsylvania grand jury report said that Wuerl helped cover up sexual abuse allegations when he was Archbishop of Pittsburgh. Vatican correspondent Joshua McLouie says reaction to the Pope is going to be worth watching now.
We're waiting to see kind of how abuse survivors respond. I'm expecting that some might say that this is kind of trying to have your cake and eat it too, and doesn't effectively answer their claims that Wuerl had mishandled abuse allegations against priests in the 80s and 90s.
Wuerl did get a personal letter from Pope Francis where he described the decision as being difficult. As far as Hurricane Michael is concerned, the search for survivors continues today in states slammed by the storm. Entire communities have been decimated in some areas. The death toll has now gone to 11. New York City and the teachers union have a tentative deal on a new contract. That includes raises of 2%, 2.5%, and 3% over the next 3 years. Also a bonus for teachers of up to $8,000 if they decide to work in some of the troubled schools of the city. A wake going to be held this afternoon for 8 of the 20 people killed in that limo crash upstate. The owner and operator of the Prestige Limo Company, Nauman Hussein, is out on bail right now. He has been charged in connection with that accident, criminally negligent homicide charges. The state police say that he knew the driver of the limo wasn't properly licensed and that the vehicle had recently failed an inspection. Today also marks 20 years since the murder of Matthew Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
21-year-old student whose killing became a symbol for the gay rights movement. He was beaten and left for dead in Wyoming by two men who targeted him for being gay. His mother, Judy Shepard, says the LGBT community actually has lost ground in recent years.
It's discouraging. It's really scary. If you're not a straight white Christian man in this country today, I'm worried about you.
Well, later this month, Matthew's ashes will be interred in the National Cathedral. Hmm. All right.
On the Voice of New York,
710 WOR.
And a happy Friday morning to everyone. If you weren't with us a few minutes ago, we had a fascinating story, and I'm still thinking about that during the whole break. We had Melissa Moore on. She has a new iHeartRadio podcast called Happy Face, and it's called Happy Face because she is the daughter of the infamous Happy Face Killer. He was called that because he drew smiley faces on the letters that he wrote to the media before police got him. But his name was Keith, or is, he's in jail on multiple murder charges. Keith Jesperson is his name. In the early 90s, he killed at least 8 women in the Pacific Northwest, and now his daughter has a podcast. But she was telling us that maybe a tip-off for her is how he would torture animals in front of her. Can you imagine your father torturing animals in your backyard?
He tortured and killed a cat in front of her, she discusses on one of the podcasts that I heard. And then she also told us, and this was pretty chilling, that he drove her as a teenager by one of the sites where he murdered a woman. And he turned to her and he said, you know, I can kill someone and get away with it. And then he described in detail how do you murder someone and not get caught.
Just the fascinating stuff. You missed it. You can catch our podcast at our website, 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. If you want her Happy Face podcast, it's in the iHeartRadio app or iHeartRadio.com. And what you do is you search the keyword Happy Face. But can you imagine? It turns out your dad's a serial killer. And she's been tested to find out if it's in the genes.
Yeah,
so, right. So far, so good.
That's right. She doesn't have the serial killer problem with her brain just yet, she said.
You know who's going to be interviewed on 60 Minutes on Sunday?
I bet it's Kanye West.
Going to be President Trump. Leslie Stahl. Yeah, I saw this. This has been rumored. They're not confirming it, but it sounds like there's going to be an interview with Trump from Leslie Stahl. Because, of course, he hasn't really done too many 60 Minutes interviews. Mm-hmm. He more tends to be a Fox kind of guy.
So. Well, why wouldn't they want to make the announcement that they've got him? Why do they want to surprise it? Don't they want to tease it?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Maybe they're still editing. Maybe they want to see if there's anything newsworthy.
I mean, when they had the Stormy Daniels interview, they were talking about that weeks before it aired.
Yeah, well, that was... Yeah, but you know what? Maybe the news is so fluid. You know, you're going to put on an interview with Trump and not mention Kanye? I don't know if he's doing it now or did it. I don't know what the parameters are. Maybe they want to wait till the interview's actually done. I don't know. That's a great question.
We'll have to keep our eyes open for 60 Minutes on Sunday night. Tick, 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 tick.
Well, you caught my attention, so I looked up the story about teachers... who will get bonuses in New York City schools if you work at hard-to-staff schools. Now, do you want to be known as just a troubled school somewhere? I guess.
There are a lot of troubled schools out there.
Well,
it's dangerous for teachers.
The Department of Education is now offering what they call a bravery bonus. How about that? They want to staff these troubled schools. This is according to the Post. The DOE will pay up to $8,000 more a year for teachers who are willing to tackle these daunting assignments. How about that?
Would that be like Stuyvesant?
No.
No.
Well, it says...
Not your alma mater.
But here's the troubling part. There's 180 of these schools.
Wow.
And most of them are in the Bronx, according to the story.
Yeah.
So that is...
Well, they got to do something. You want good teachers up there, because I think school in trouble can go a long way to saving that school if you have some good teachers in it.
I just don't know if you'll accept the money gladly, huh? If you can get 8,000 more, sounds like a hell of a pay bump for a teacher to get to tackle a tough assignment.
8,000 to go teach at Blackboard Jungle.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hey, I just can't. I really don't like our clowny mayor, Bloom.
You're not a fan of the mayor. You don't like DeBlasio. Who do you like? You don't like the governor.
I like
the mayor.
No, I like the president.
Can I ask you a question? Are there any Democrats you like?
I liked
Hubert Humphrey. No, I know. Name a Democrat you like.
I always voted for Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Oh, you liked him, yeah.
I liked him because
he was a bright guy.
He was a proper Democrat, not a crazy Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi lefty kind of Democrat. I always liked him. But, you know, now Mike Bloomberg, who I liked, he was a Republican. He is now, as we know, registered to be a Democrat because people think he may be running for the Democratic nomination for president to go up against Trump. So what does Mayor de Blasio say? Instead of saying, Mike Bloomberg, a predecessor of mine who did a good job with the city, welcome to our party, ex-Mayor Bloomberg. What does he say? He denounces him.
I just don't think Democrats are going to, be attracted to someone who left our party 20 years ago and now has just come back.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I mean, what de Blasio's beef is going to be, and I'll tell you, Len, I'm sure, I think he said it, but I just know it instinctively. It's because Bloomberg's a rich person, and we don't want any more rich people in politics.
Really?
Yes.
So it's a matter of rich.
Yes, that's what he's going to say.
Yeah. You can't be poor and run for office, I'll tell you that. It just doesn't work.
Well, it's like de Blasio's, we don't want any more billionaires in politics.
Here it is.
I think more and more Americans understand that, you know, a lot of millionaires and billionaires have laughed all the way to the bank, and I doubt they want to elect another billionaire after the experience they've just had.
Oh, come on.
This isn't real bright.
No, it's
trashing your own party.
So what do we want? What kind of politician do we want? What kind of leader do we want? Someone like de Blasio, who's never had a real job in his entire life?
Is that true?
Yes.
I thought he was the public defender or whatever.
Well, that's not a real job.
No,
the public
advocate. Public advocate.
You think that's a real job?
I don't know.
Mark Green had that job, for God's sake. That's not a real job.
You think radio talk show host is a real job?
I know it's not. I've been here 6 months. You don't think I figured it out?
Oh, boy. Well, at least you're honest. If nothing else, Riedel, you're honest.
I do not think he fits what Democrats are looking for right now.
Wow.
Oh, come on. People like Bloomberg.
Well, I think they do. I think what works against him are a couple of things. His age. well into his 70s. Mm-hmm. He's 5 or 6 years older than Donald Trump. And the other thing is, I think you have to address it somewhere along the line. The guy's Jewish. Don't you have to address that somewhere?
You really think that's going to still be a problem?
I don't know. Yes. You think there are people...
We elected an African-American to the White House. We're going to have trouble electing a Jewish guy?
I don't know. I'm just saying it.
Really?
I have no idea.
What year do you think this is? 1968?
I'm saying I don't know. I'm being honest. You're honest?
Well,
I'm being honest.
Lieberman ran for vice president.
Of course, how did
he didn't get elected. Whoops.
How about this guy? Now, they're making a deal out of this. Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen switches to the Democratic Party.
Is de Blasio welcoming him? Probably.
Well, he'll probably welcome him behind bars. I mean, he's pleaded guilty to 8 federal charges. When are they going to sentence this guy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why is he converting to the Democrats, does he say?
Let's see. His attorney named Lanny Davis said on Twitter that he's done this to distance himself from the values of the current administration. Aha!
So he's now a Democrat just because he doesn't like the Trump administration? He's left his Republican heritage behind?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
He pleaded guilty in August to 8 federal charges. He says that Trump is the one who directed him to arrange the payments before the 2016 election to buy the silence of Stormy Daniels and the former Playboy model. That would be Karen McDougal. So,
can I ask you something?
Yes.
Getting a sense that the Mueller probe is winding up.
Yes.
I see that Trump has agreed to answer some written questions.
In some way, yeah. I think they're intentionally laying low until after the midterms, and I think it will break after that. And of course, like everyone else, what's in there, Michael?
You know what? You call it Russian collusion. You know what I call it? I call it Russian delusion.
Delusion.
That's what I call it.
Are you Kellyanne Riedel?
I just made that up on the spot.
That's she does that all. Collusion, delusion,
it's
whatever
Russian
she does. That.
It's Russian delusion.
It's Russian delusion? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as I like to say, let's see. Let's wait and see. Hey, coming up next. So you build a drug tunnel underground and it has solar power. Huh?
How's that work?
How does that work? Plus, you want $1,000, you have your next chance at 10:05.
Hey, I want to give you a chance to win tickets to see the bands visit this year's Tony Award winner for Best Musical, and you're going to see it with me. And after the show, I'm going to have an exclusive interview with a member of the cast on the stage of the band's visit. Now, this musical rejoices in the way music makes us laugh and makes us cry, and ultimately, in these divisive times, how music brings us together. For a chance to win and join me at the very first ever Matinee with Michael, go to 710WOR.com/contest. 710WOR.com/contest. That's 710WOR.com/contest, and you got to do it today.
All right, let's do it. And let's check out traffic. For that, we have Bernie Viter.
Voice of New York, 710WOR.
Well, the weekend is rolling towards us, folks. We had a good time here today. We're wrapping it up. Mark Simone is coming up after the news at 10 o'clock. You got to check out our website, 710WOR.com, for all the fun videos. My favorite video of the day was the kid who he was in Walmart with his mom in Oklahoma, and he put on a big Chewbacca mask, and he sneaks up behind his mom and scares her, and she turns around, and she knocks him right in the face.
Way to go, Mom.
That's right.
She must be tightly wound if she's going to get that crazy over a Chewbacca man. But she hauled off and belted the kid. Her own kid.
Well, yeah. It's pretty good there. So anyway, that's a fun video to check out. Also, another good video is the kid dangling from his head. And he's caught in the bars of a window. Now, he's fine, so that's why we have the video up there. He didn't die, and he wasn't hurt. But this guy amazingly scales the side of the building and saves the kid. Saves
Hero,
the little kid.
Dang Spider-Man. It.
Hey, and let's wish our pal, Hugh Jackman, a very happy 50th birthday.
He was with us the first day that you took over the show.
Yeah, that's right.
He was great.
He's terrific. So
happy birthday, Hugh. Hey, by the way, there's one more video we have to call your attention to. 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. This happened in Hackensack at a gas station. They forgot to take the gas nozzle out of the, out of the hole where they stick it to put the gas.
Yeah.
So the guy pulls away, pulls over the whole gas thingamajiggy.
Oh,
whole fire burst in flames.
No one's hurt, though, right?
No, nobody got hurt. But it's crazy. Just pulls away and boom, an instant fire takes.
I just never thought you would yank the whole machine down with you. I always thought there was some kind
Wait,
of break off.
Yeah, that machine's pretty strong, though. I mean, that's a whole gas tank, right, that he pulled over? How can you pull over a gas tank?
You have to watch this. It comes tumbling down like bricks.
But bursts into flames.
Oh, yeah, and then it goes on fire.
Crazy.
Oh, that's it. Anything else?
But you would think if you pull away, the nozzle would come out, and that would be it.
Yeah, the nozzle would pop out of your car.
Here's my thing. Things that make you go, hmm?
Yeah.
So they discovered this drug tunnel that was being built from Mexico. They found a house that was just 221 feet south of the boundary.
Okay, so this is a tunnel that they're putting drugs through.
Well, they want to. They never completed the tunnel, but this tunnel was so involved. It had a 31. It was 31 feet deep. It was 620 feet in length. Half of it was already in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They never broke the surface into the U.S. They found that the tunnel had a rail system running the entire length, ventilation systems, and it was all powered by solar power.
Well, wait.
How do you power an underground tunnel
with
solar power? That's how smart these drug dealers are, Riedel.
Well, I mean, do they put the solar panels above ground, and then the solar panels are attached to the things in the tunnel to make it work?
Must have been. But that's what took care of the ventilation, the electrical, the lighting. But how about that? A solar panel for a drug tunnel that's underground. That's why a wall's not going to help you, Michael. There you go right there.
Well, you'd be for that wall if it used clean air. Clean energy.
That's true, too. That's a good point.
Hey, remember that painting, the girl with the balloon, that Bansky, he's the guy who did it, and just when it sold for $1.4 million at Sotheby's, it shredded itself. Did you see that, Len?
Yeah, sure. So it was a whole trick that Banksy... Now, nobody knows. He's an anonymous guy in London.
No, he's a street artist. He's a graffiti
artist. Yeah, but nobody knows him.
Nobody knows him. Nobody knows what he looks like. Anyway, he put a shredder machine in the frame of the painting, shredded his own painting. Guy bought it for $1.4 million. Well, the guy who bought it, he's decided to keep it, and that is a shrewd move because the shredded painting along with the frame and the shredder is going to be worth a lot more than $1.4 million.
Is that something? You really think so?
Oh, sure. No question. It's art. It's weird art, but it's art.
So how come nobody can find out who this guy is? He's been around for a while.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he keeps a low profile.
Okay.
I thought it was a brilliant move, though.
That was
really funny.
Very clever.
That was really funny.
So earlier, at the top of the hour, we like to play various sound bites from the TV morning talk shows. So we found Diamond and Silk. Now, we have not put them on our show yet. I think they should become regulars. So they're the ones who go on Fox and Friends and Fox News. Mm-hmm. They're very big supporters of the president. So here's a little bit. What I love is how whoever's talking, the other guy or other woman, is so supportive in the background. I love this stuff.
What Kanye did was a good thing.
Exactly.
And for people to ostracize, criticize, and stigmatize him and try to make it look like that he's sleep deprived, he's this, he's that. No, he's telling the truth. He has a right to speak his truth, and I'm happy about
it. It's a lot of stinking thinking in the black community, and it's time for it to be revealed. Who's been holding the black people back? It's been your Al Sharptons, your Jesse Jackson, all of these different organizations that not doing one thing for the black community.
Exactly.
You're right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right. Stigmatized.
Yeah, they're right.
Diamond and Silk, you got to love them.
They are funny. I do like them a lot, so it's great. All right. Have a good weekend, folks.
Have a great, great week. I'm going to Boston for the weekend.
Not to
see baseball. They are playing Saturday night. But
you're
going
to go to a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, have a jolly old time up there. Bring cash. Did you miss anything today? Check out 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. We got the videos of the mom punching her kid with the Chewbacca mask on, the little kid dangling, but he's okay, folks. The little kid dangling from the bars. All there. All there. Mark Sabone is coming up after 10 o'clock news. His guest is Roger Friedman, and you're going to win $1,000, too, at 10:05. But first, it is now 10 o'clock.